You know, John, I was thinking in verse 17, you have that principle brought out in an even more deeper way. It says, yeah. So she gleaned in the field until the evening, and she beat out what she had gleaned.
That's it.
You see, first there's the gathering, right? There's the work that Brother Emil was talking about, the physical work of gathering up these portions that are there in the field. And it's effort. But you see, it doesn't stop there. So we sit in a meeting like this, and we hear the Word of God as it's shared. And then we can do one of two things. We can either get up and we go out, and as we read in the New Testament, it slips away from us. But we can be like Ruth, who now goes home, and she beats out. There's some further work to be done. And I think this is a wonderful principle for us to see. It's the reason why Boaz really would not have been helping her if he just simply gave of her wealth in that sense.
Exactly.
Just simply said, here's food and here's more than enough for you and your mother-in-law. But Ruth had to gather for herself. And then when she got home, there was that turning over in her mind, that meditating, that appropriating what she had gathered so that now it's really good to her heart. Some in the Old Testament speaks of the cow chewing the cud, right? It takes in food, but then later on it takes that food again and takes it through its system, and there is the sweetness of having beaten out the wheat and enjoyed it for yourself and said, well, you know, how wonderful these portions of Christ really are. And I want to encourage us as young people, whether it's at a conference like this or in ministry, it's not simply for us to hear what is being said, and that's wonderful, but then to meditate upon these things. Because I believe that the meditation of the Word of God is where we begin to see it being put into practice in our hearts and lives.
Just wanted to add a couple quick thoughts. It says that she rose up and gleaned with the first verse that we started, and then it says that she did it until evening time. And when we might wonder where, I mean, she had already been gleaning all morning, so she must have been tired, but I think she received tremendous energy, and I don't think we want to minimize the impact that sitting at the table with Boaz and feeding upon what he had to offer her gave her the energy to again rise up and continue to glean until the evening time. And how important it is for us as young people to, when we're involved with any service at all for the Lord, that he calls us aside and says, come hither, just sit with me for a while, to be like Mary, to sit at his feet, to be able to listen to what he has to say. So she had tremendous fellowship with Boaz for those couple of hours or whatever the amount of time was that we ended with last night. So she got up and she rose and she had energy to serve, and then it was apparent to others. She took, Naomi knew that she had been with somebody. She had been gleaning somewhere. And it says, just to add to what Brother Tony said, meditate upon them, give thyself wholly to them. But the verse doesn't end there. It says that thy profiting might appear to all. And here she comes with tremendous things gleaned, and she's able to share of her substance. And it says also, Paul told Timothy, the husbandman must first be a partaker for the fruit. You cannot expect to give anything to anybody that you have not first received from the Lord. So how important it is to spend time with him, to come aside to rest for a while, then to have energy to go back out and share with others.
We need you to get a mic. Just come on, if you can walk up to the front. It's hard to take part in a Bible study from the back row.
Yeah. I just want to actually combine just two things that were said. Brother Chuck said, and then Brother Dave just said. But first, Boaz provided for Ruth. He told the young man not to touch her, not to rebuke her. He then told the and then he left the food for her, the grain. And then later, Naomi saw all that Ruth had collected, and she saw that it was more than usual, and so she asked about it. The Lord is providing for us, and he will provide for us, and others will watch us and they will see us. And it's all there in his word for us to gather, for us to harvest. But if we, all we have to do is pick it up. All we have to do is study it. And then others will see. And then others will see our lives. And they'll notice, like Nehemiah did, that we have been giving something important. And then they will ask about it, just like Nehemiah asked Ruth.
I'm thinking, as we've been speaking about the busyness of the woman Ruth, I want to just call attention to Proverbs 31. And I want just to remind brothers and sisters, we ought to be very familiar with that portion of the Word of God. There is a sister that is spoken of there, and every aspect of her life is gone through. She is busy for the Lord in everything that she does, and blessing is the result of it. Her children rise up at the end of the day, and they call her blessed. So I just underline this as we see with Ruth, with that portion of the Word of God, to see how that a sister, a godly sister, a sister that has given her all to the Lord, will not be a sister with idle hands. A brother that has given everything to the Lord will not be a brother that is sitting going to sleep when the work of the Lord is waiting to be done. That's what we have in both of these, isn't it?
David mentioned that Ruth sitting at the table with Boaz, she found encouragement and energy, as it were, to go on to the rest of the day. And in verse 16, we thought about this verse already, but let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. And I think this is another something else that the Lord provides us with, that gives us energy when all she was expecting was, all that was expected of Boaz, according to the law in Deuteronomy 24, was if you forget a sheaf in the field, that you don't go back and pick it up. But here, this is, as it were, exceeding abundant grace that we don't deserve. And when we find it, when we find that the Lord blesses us with much more than what we ever thought of or dreamt of, it energizes us to live by faith and dependence on the Lord for the next, in the next test.